Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Well, hello again, everybody. I'm Doug Llewellyn. Nice to have you back with us today. This is going to be very interesting. We're going to be talking to two gentlemen who run a wellness and a coaching facility all the way out in Modesto, California. I say all the way out. That's because we're here on the East Coast, and they are on the West Coast in Modesto, California. But if you're hearing me on the West Coast, it's not that far out. It might be next door to you, for all I know. Anyway, let me just set this up a little bit. You know, when we understand how the body works, which is important, you know, a lot of people have no idea how the body really works. But if you do, you realize it's in your power to decide to be well. And when you decide to be well, you can be well. Our guests, Brett Lettman and John Welsh, are the co-founders of Choco Re Wellness and Coaching. Brett Lettman and John Welsh. And Choco Re Wellness and Coaching offers a holistic way to improve your health, taking into account your body, your mind, your emotions, and your spirit. Holistic health and wellness takes a look at the entire person, the individual, how they interact with their environment, how food, medications, and stress all impact their overall health. And these gentlemen claim it's not just one aspect of a person that needs healing. The physical, the emotional, the mental, and the spiritual are all one thing. And if you impact one part of the body, you are impacting the entire body. And so for individuals who are suffering from things like chronic pain, Choco Re Wellness and Coaching combines therapeutic body work with coaching for people who are motivated to make lifestyle changes. And if they do, it can make a huge difference in their life. The coaching that goes on here is a natural extension of the work that John and Brett do. The coaching process helps you look at what's really going on in your life and what changes have to be made. There's quite a story here about these two gentlemen and how they formed this practice and what they do to help people. And they're on the line with us from Modesto, California today. By the way, they really have a great website. I'm going to give you that website as we go along so you can, you know, learn more about their practice and actually get in touch with them direct. So let's welcome them to the close-up mics right now. Brett Lampman and John Welsh. Gentlemen, welcome. Nice to have you with us this morning. How are you today? I know it's early morning out there. How are you doing?
Good morning, Doug. This is John. We're doing great. It's a cold, rainy morning, but we're happy to be here and talking to you today. Nice to be here.
Well, look, it's a pleasure to have you. I'm excited to learn about this. Let me ask you, the first thing I want to know about is the name. And am I pronouncing it right? I hope I am. Choco Re Wellness and Coaching. Is it Choco Re? Explain what that is. What does that mean?
Choco Re. Choco Re is actually a name of a symbol used in Reiki. In fact, it's usually the first symbol that people studying Reiki learn. And doesn't translate to English very well, but it essentially means power of God be with you.
Well, that sounds great. Okay. Why did you pick that name for this wellness center that you guys have founded, Wellness and Coaching Center?
Okay. Well, because we got into this with a desire to offer healing to people, but when we started, it was important for us to remind ourselves that it's the individual that heals. It's not something that you do for them or to them. They do it themselves. Everyone has to heal themselves. And so Choco Re was a reminder that it's not us. So, you know, you don't get an inflated head. It's the actual power of healing that people use within themselves. And what we do is hold a space open to allow that to happen.
And additionally, the symbol is very sacred, and typically people have given us a little bit of a hard time because we did use it. But we basically, the point was it's a blessing. Anytime somebody sees the symbol, it is a blessing to them, and in some way, shape, asking for God to be with them at that point. So that was another purpose and thought behind why we chose to use that symbol in the name.
That's very interesting. I understand it translates to may the power of God be with you. I'm just wondering, do you think most of the clients who come to see you really understand what that means, or not really, and you have to explain it to them.
Some do and some don't. And typically those that don't, when you explain it to them, you ask, does that make sense? And they always say yes. It's a pretty basic concept when you consider what it's about. And it's energy work, you know. And once people find their way to us, they're on a path for which they're already open to different ideas and new ways of thinking. And that's what this is. It's actually an old way of thinking, but kind of new because it's lost its shininess, I guess, for the community, for the world.
All right. Well, let's get down to the basics of what you do. First off, tell me a little bit about your background, both you and John. Brett, let's talk to you first. How did you get into this field? What did you do before this? How about that?
Well, I've been a teacher for a lot of years. However, back in college, I had a back injury, and it didn't really start bothering me until I was in my 20s. And then I was on crutches for a while. It was bad. And so I got some physical therapy. They worked on me a few sessions. I said, what do I do now? They said, find a good massage therapist. And so I spent the next year looking for a good massage therapist, and I honestly could not find one. And at some point I decided I'm going to go to school. I'm going to learn how to do this. And, at that point, John said, I'm going to go with you. And we went through that together and, learned all that we could learn, took additional classes, read a lot of books, studied as much as we could. And it really kind of brought out, something that was innate already, which is that energy comes from you and goes to someone else. It's a sharing. It's not a selfish thing in any way. It's the opposite of that. It's connecting with people through either speaking with them about what's going on in their life or working on the actual physical body when we have an opportunity to do that, if someone is near enough. And that's what got me into it.
That's interesting. Very interesting. What about you, John?
Previous work, the thing that we share is we both teach. And prior to this, I used to be an educator for different brands and a regional manager and traveled around and taught people basically about brand knowledge. However, when it comes to body work, I've been doing that since I was a kid. I've been working on friends, families, necks, shoulders, backs, feet, hands, literally since I was about 10 or 12 years old. Mm. So eventually I went to school and I said, oh, that's what that's called. Oh, that's what I've been doing. Oh, okay, now I get it. So ultimately, I've been doing this all my life, and it's something that I've always considered to be a gift. And so it's always something that I've given freely to people that, you know, if they say, hey, I got this going on, or that, they're kind of brought into my life. So when we went to school and we started turning this into a job, that was a hard part for me for asking for money, because you have to start setting prices and stuff. And I found that to be a big challenge because of the way I felt about the work that I was doing, because I never saw it as a career path. I always just thought that this is just something I do and who I am. And so now I'm working at it as a career path, and it's just completely changed my life. And now I'm actually working with people and seeing people getting better. So it's been a very rewarding path. It took a long time to get here, but I'm glad I'm here now.
Yeah, well, that's great. Sounds good. I know you are both certified massage therapists and certified holistic health practitioners. Basically, mm-hmm. Let's talk about what brings people to see you for help. What are they ailing from? And I'm sure there's a long list of things. In general, why do people come walk in your door seeking your help? What are they suffering from, and what are they looking for? How would you answer that?
The majority of the time, they're physically in pain of some kind or discomfort, and it's typically been a long-term experience for them, and they're looking for peace in their body. They're looking for, you know, a release of that pain, and that is the majority of the time who come to my door and are calling on my phone or being referred to me by I work within a chiropractor's office, and so I work with a lot of the workman's comp clients, accident injury victims, and so I'm part of the pain management team, and what I have coming in is physical ailment. And eventually, as you work through the physical part of it, you start finding out There are mental aspects. There are emotional aspects. Stress is something that will literally become a physical issue in your body if you don't start nipping it in the bud, basically. And so it starts with the physical typically most of the time, and then it leads into all the other areas.
Well, you know, one of the interesting things I find is that not only do you treat people who have things like lower back pain that, you know, they can't get rid of or many other ailments, but in addition to doing that, you also focus on coaching. And explain a little bit about the coaching aspect. When you're coaching someone, you know, and there are, you know, there are a gazillion kind of coaches out there today. It's become a big field. What are you coaching people in specifically? I presume it's the care of their body. Would that be somewhere near right?
Somewhere near right. The coaching is such a broad field because, I mean, it's a common word. It's an overused word. But what it really means is connecting with somebody by talking to them.
Right.
So what I found when I first started working on people's bodies is there's non-physical issues going on in the physical body or things that you can trace back to non-physical issues. So when I started working on people, I became aware that the pain that they were feeling like at various points in the back was either coming from worry over finances or stress about a relationship or feeling that they're bearing too much responsibility. And so I started talking to them about, well, I can work on this area and you're going to feel better, but as long as this worry or concern or uncertainty or stress is still present in your mind, this is going to keep coming back to your body. So to really help people, and it's a good way to lose customers, when you really find the cause and you help someone heal it, they don't need your help anymore. And we're great with that, actually, because that means somebody learned how to deal with their own system, their own mentality, their own physicality in a way that they can manage it themselves now. But that part of coaching, that's how it snuck into it for me. John may have a different story.
Well, tell me, John.
It's very similar. I mean, especially with the physical part, when you're dealing with somebody who's been through some kind of a, you know, injury at work, or you can do the physical work for them, but then I have to basically make recommendations for stretching and certain things to be doing in between appointments to maintain the work that I'm doing and to progress it. And what those stretching recommendations, whatever they may be, they're all designed to get people to become more familiar with their body, and that's part of what the coaching is learning how to listen to your body, learning how to learn to navigate your health and wellness path. And so you start making recommendations, and then each time they come in, you're asking them, hey, have you been doing this? Have you been doing that? And I'm very careful not to beat up my clients about how come you're not doing this? I told you to do this this much. It's more about when they're doing it, you ask them, what was the response that you got once you did this? Oh, I felt better. I slept better. Perfect. Make that link. Understand you are now empowered to make yourself feel better. And so a lot of coaching is empowering the person and showing them where they can make a difference in their own lives and how to go forward making good decisions.
Well, tell me if I'm wrong or not, but it sounds to me like the coaching comes along with the treatment. In other words, if somebody comes into you and they're suffering from low back pain, you're treating them for that. But at the same time, you're coaching them in all the other aspects that could be somewhat related to their lower back pain and why they have it and can't get rid of it. So you're doing both at the same time. Am I right? Or are they totally separate practices?
They are. When I'm working with a client like a workman's comp client, they are definitely in tandem all the time because just that's the only way that I can ethically work and do what I do. They can be separated. You know, people can separate them out too. But when I'm doing certain work, the person that I am, I feel that this is a gift. So any information I'm able to give to a person to help empower them, that is something that I'm here to do, and that's what I'm going to do. And so if that means that coaching is now laced into the body work or whatever it may be that I'm doing with them, that, yes, it's in tandem and it works together, and it can be separated out if people need something more of a coaching aspect that's on, where they can't be seen on a physical, you know, one-on-one basis.
Yeah, well, that makes total sense to me. I'm intrigued to know a little bit about how long, you know, when somebody works with a coach, for example, typically, you know, they have an hour session once a week. Sometimes, you know, it's a little bit longer than that. But you guys are treating people for ailments that they come to see you for. How often do you typically see a client for whatever issue that brought them in the door? Is it just once a week? Is it more? I mean, is it could be daily or what? And the coaching is all part of that. How do you respond to that?
Well, I think like any good treatment plan, it depends on who you're working with. Some people, if it's just physical, say they were in an accident and their neck hurts right now. You may say, I'd like to see you three times this week, and then we'll reevaluate. By the next week, if they're feeling better, it's like, let's just do once this week, and then we'll see you again next week. It depends. And for coaching, it's the same thing. It's like, how great is your need right now? And there's an element that you can help people to the extent that they want to be helped. So, I mean, you can't help someone who's not there yet. You know what I mean? And so if someone comes to you and they're like, yeah, my employer told me to come in, you know, there's so much you can do. We can go ahead and do the physical body work. We can talk to them. And if they're receptive, that's great. They will take that information and they will use it and they will start a healing process. Some people aren't there yet. The bottom line is, if you're not there yet, you're not going to make changes. The people that I think we've been most impactful with, especially with the coaching, have been those who have really been shaken or rattled somehow by usually a health concern first. They're like, this is going on in my body. I'm taking these medications now. This is what my doctor said. I'm really worried. What can I do? And at that point, they're willing to institute changes. Everyone's greatest enemy, I think, is habits. And a lot of people, close to 100%, they don't want to change habits unless there's an overriding motivation to do that.
We have a standard standardized form, you know, you can fill out. But what it comes down to is each client's unique. Each client's needs are going to be different. And even if they're similar, there's going to be different aspects of their lifestyle or their eating or whatever that happens. And so we have to be very fluid as far as talking to the client and finding out what's working and what's not working and make adjustments to how we're coaching and or the recommendations that we're making as far as the information and feedback we're getting from each client.
You know, I'd like you to explain a little bit about the kind of treatments that you give to your clients. And it really, you go into a lot of different areas. I mean, you do stretching with people. You obviously work on the areas of the body where they're hurting. You go into the food, the diet that they're having, because that makes a big difference. There's a lot in what you do. Talk about that a little bit, okay? Because it's quite interesting. Tell me.
It starts with the intake form, and we keep it real basic there. It's a one-page intake form front and back, and that basically asks for a history of any issues they've had physically, what their basic intake is of things like caffeine, salt, sugar, exercise, water. We give them a little body diagram where they can mark where things hurt, and then we interview them basically for the first appointment. And from that point on, everything becomes a customized plan for that client as far as what their needs are and how they're responding to what the coaching and what the recommendations are for them. And it will go into everything from, yes, okay, we need you to stretch and do this. I mean, I've even had to ask some clients to stop physical therapy because what they were doing in physical therapy was counterproductive to what the therapy I was doing. And most of what I do is based in myofascial release work. And so I'm working at a fascial level or a connective tissue level. And within that, I'm also applying trigger point work. I'm applying acupressure. I'm applying, you know, the myofascial stretching and releasing those different aspects to it. And it's brought a relief to some of my clients who have been literally told me, I have been going to therapy through Workman's Comp for the last 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. You're the first person I've come to that's actually given me relief that I feel like I'm actually not going to spend my my life in pain. And that is, I'm sorry, that makes me emotional because these people are suffering and they're going from one person to another and nobody's able to help them. And it's like, that's very humbling, you know, when somebody is telling you that. And it that's what is the most rewarding for me and what I do with each client. And each time there is a success like that, it's inspiring me and the client to move forward and make another advance and another until they are so empowered that they don't need me anymore. And they just check in once in a while, or they make an appointment once a month or once every couple of months to get, you know, some body work done. And that is what, that's why I'm here. That's what this is about.
Wow. In general, how long would you say it takes somebody to start feeling some measurable relief from the issues that are bothering them when they come in to see you with the kind of treatment you're doing?
Well, with the body work specifically, people usually will feel a looseness after the first visit. Like, because I'm working with the connective tissues of the body and I'm loosening all of that up, what the common denominator for everybody out there is they feel tight in their body. They don't feel comfortable in their own skin. And when you start loosening up the fascia, it starts loosening up everything else, and they can move in their body better. And so after the first session, you know, they're feeling some release in at least the area, the chronic area that might be bothering them. And with connective tissue work, everything's connected. So I literally can work on an ankle and take care of a problem on their neck. And I've done it numerous times. And clients are like, how did you do that? I'm like, well, your particular issue, you're connected all the way down there. And the way you walk or the way you work or because you stand so much, I knew I needed to go down there. And once I get to a certain body area and I find, okay, that doesn't belong there, or that shouldn't feel like that, or this should, you know, those, then I know what to work on. Then I know what to start letting go and releasing.
Wow, that's pretty fascinating, to say the least. I want to point out we're talking to Brett Lampman and John Welch, who run the Choco Re Wellness and Coaching, Choco Re Wellness and Coaching facility in Modesto. You have a great website, and I want to point out what it is. It's the Choco Re Center. If I'm pronouncing it wrong, you know, straighten me out here. But it's spelled, I'm going to spell it for our listeners. It's C-H-O-K-U-R. C-H-O-K-U-R-E-I Center. I'll do it again. Okay, write it down, everybody. C-H-O-K-U-R-E-I Center.com. Choco Re Center. Is that right? Choco Re, not Re. Re.
Re, yes.
Okay. Yeah, okay, good, got it. Tell me, give me an example of some of your success stories. People who've come to you and, you know, they've been suffering, and after a while working with you, they found relief. And you know, the kind of relief you get can change their lives, no question about that. Am I right?
Oh, absolutely. Emotionally, mentally, people are suffering on a level that they're not even aware of. And as soon as this chronic pain starts to subside and they start to gain some control over it, they're sleeping better, which means they're getting their rest and they're waking up feeling more, you know, energized. And their mental, you can't mess with one part of the body and improve it without improving, having a domino effect in some way, shape, or form. And that domino effect is going to be unique to each and every client. So as I kind of was describing earlier, I literally have clients who are being referred to me through Workman's Comp who have been bouncing from one therapist to another for the last 3 years, 4 years, 6 years. And these, I mean, this is what I'm now receiving direct referrals from some of these doctors because their clients are going back and saying, I'm finally getting relief. And so this word is starting to get out here locally, and that's just been amazing, which has then brought us more into where we're doing more of the coaching aspect with the stretching. And I literally have to teach my clients how to breathe while they're stretching. Mm-hmm. And that's something I sit in my office and I do. And my office is kind of small and I'm trying to show people stretching and I'm smacking my arms on shelves mm-hmm. and stuff. But that's what it is I'm doing, and that is what is creating this change for these people. Mm-hmm. I mean, you asked for a specific example, but it's literally, it comes down to, boils down to physical chronic pain is being, I'm helping people to release it. I'm helping people to learn how to first manage it and then how to treat it themselves through stretching. And like I tell people, yoga is good for everybody. And so, you know, I tell people, take up yoga as well. So within all of it, the coaching is laced into all of it in any, every way, shape, and form. And it just turns into kind of a cycle in a lot of ways, because people will end up coming back, you know, haven't seen a client for months. And sometimes it just takes a text message saying, how you doing? I hope you're still doing your stretching. Remember to breathe. And I'll send those messages out here and there. And then that'll just kind of reignite what they've got going on. And they'll always tell me, I appreciate that you reached out and it was just what I needed at the right time. And so it's constant little successes like that, that it's hard to just pinpoint one thing, because they seem to be happening way more frequently right now. And the way the world is, people are seeking peace. They're looking for, you know, things that are going to help them to be more calm and peaceful. And massage for a long time was seen as a luxury. And when it got tough and times got tough and people didn't have money, the luxury was, you know, let go. And we tell people it's not a luxury. It's a maintenance. It's important. The body needs it. Everybody needs it. And everybody can benefit from it. So success-wise, it's literally chronic pain. It's just people are getting rid of it. They're learning how to listen to their bodies, too. It's a big thing. I'm always telling my clients, listen to your body. Listen to your body. And they'll come in saying, my body told me the other day, man, that I needed to do this, or I needed to stretch, or, you know, John told me to do that. So these are all my successes. You know, when my clients come in and tell me that I came in their head and they remembered to stretch, or this happened or that happened. So it's small victories.
that's great. Listen, we're almost out of time, but interestingly, one of the things you focus on, and there's a big chunk of it on your website, it deals with the harmful effects of electromagnetic frequencies, you know, like from microwave ovens, et cetera, on yeah. the body, and also the harmful effects of cigarette smoke on the body. That's something else you focus on with your clients. Is that right? Because I've never heard that much mm-hmm. talk about those subjects. Talk for you got a minute to talk about that.
Sure. You, if you've been in the working with people for so many years, and you start trying to figure out why things aren't helping, and you know what's going on, what is the extra thing that these people are burdening with, and little by little, research is showing that these things are actually burdening us on a level we don't even realize. We don't even feel it. It's just cellular damage that's happening. And so every little bit that we can do to help, whether it be EMF remediation or people using some essential oils or somebody having a certain semi-precious gemstone that they wear, it's all tied together. And so the EMF remediation products are something we have because you can't get rid of technology and people don't want to, but you can protect yourself. So we folded that into the business and the coaching and said, here's another tool. If you need it, you need some help with this, try this.
Well, I think that's just remarkable, because that's something you almost never hear talked about. These are the kind of things you can learn if you consult with these two gentlemen at their remarkable facility, the Chuck O'Ray Center in Modesto, California. Our guests have been Brett Lampman and John Welsh. These guys know what they're doing, obviously. And again, go to that website. It's terrific and a lot of great information. Again, it's Chuck O'Ray. That's Chuk-Urei Center.com. Gentlemen, we're out of time. Thanks so much for being with us. It's been great having you with us. Very interesting indeed.
Thank
okay.
You,
have a great day, fellas.
You
okay?
Too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you much.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.